The Brady Report
for HHG Legal Group. Guaranteed satisfaction or your money back.
It is 8 to 5. Andrew Brady, are you surviving the weather chaos?
Just about, Ollie, just about. It was minus 4 on the dial this morning here in Oxfordshire. Across the country, it got even lower. And there's more to come. They reckon this week will be the coldest week of winter weather in 30 years across the UK. It is playing havoc with life, transport, business, schools, you name it. 20 centimetres of snow due to fall by the end of the week. Heathrow Airport have cancelled about 80 short-haul flights across Europe, and that is to free up space and make sure that long-haul flights coming and going from places like Australia will manage to get in unhindered. So that's good news for you guys and for people from here heading to Oz. But it's a very, very difficult time in much of the country. East Anglia, so that's the entire eastern seaboard, northeast of London. Great Anglia trains.
Suggest, Andy, you get yourself to Heathrow Airport, ring the wife, bring the kids, come over to Perth, and we can do this report this time tomorrow in studio.
Well, I think we should do a job swap if we're going to do that, Ollie. You can come over here and freeze your nuts off in the snow talking to people about the weather. And I go down to Scarborough Beach every day.
Yeah,
lovely.
I saw some of your colleagues on telly last night and some of the news channels standing outside.
They didn't look happy, did they? They did not look happy.
Not at all. Get the inside job today. There's been uproar over one man's campaign to outfake homeless people.
Yeah, this is really interesting, and you should hear some of the talkback radio this morning here about this. Some people think it's a great idea, others think it's a disgrace. Torquay is a town in Devon on the southwest coast of England, and it's obvious they've got an issue with people begging in the street and homeless people. Now, one local man has taken it upon himself to go around and start taking people's pictures and inquiring who they are and checking them against the database of people who are actually homeless and registered with the local charities for that purpose. People who go and get, you know, food and clothing and handouts because they have absolutely nothing. He's taken the pictures of about 17 people, of which two people are correctly identified as actually homeless. The other 15, he claims, are not. And he says that they have begged him not to put their pictures up on social media because the publicity will, get this, affect their benefits, he claims. So he's kind of made himself a vigilante, this guy, in Torquay. The police are unhappy, and so too are the other authorities and services like the charity sector, who are saying that there are ways of tackling the homeless crisis. Outing people and social media bullying is not the way around it, but it's got everyone talking today.
Is Usain Bolt turning to soccer?
He's put a message out on social media saying that he has signed for a team. Now, it's interesting, it's a team, but it's not a club. He wants to play for Manchester United. He is going to play a game in Manchester in the summer. It's the annual UNICEF charity match, and Usain Bolt has signed up as the captain. And I think he would dearly love someone to look at him. We know how fast he is. We don't need to talk about that. But, you know, where does he fit into a soccer team where everyone else is travelling at ordinary speed and he's doing laps of the pitch in 20 seconds? We'll wait and see. But he's generating a lot of chat today. Would you want Usain Bolt in your team?
Yes, please.
And, I can think of a few teams he'd get in. Certainly Arsenal could do with someone who shows any sign of effort or energy expenditure or general interest in playing. Be good.
Yeah, I think Chris would be happy with that. He's also pretty good at cricket, I think. I think he'd be a good fast bowler. I'm sure he's handy with the bat. And Starbucks is planning to tackle plastic waste. How are they going to do that?
Well, this is a fascinating development. They're going to put 10 cents, it's a trial, 10 cents on the price of your coffee if you take it in a disposable cup to take away. And it's in partnership with a charity, an environmental charity, rolling it out for 3 months across 35 of their stores. So not that many in the big picture. But the idea is that they will monitor usage. And I think, you know, what they're looking at, what we did in Ireland about 10, 12 years ago now, plastic bags. Overnight, the Irish government announced it was going to start charging for plastic bags because they're just such a blight on the countryside. And Irish people, being the way we are, we decided, you know what, we're not paying for plastic bags. We'll carry our groceries home in our hands if we have to. And that's what people did. Overnight, plastic bag usage went down 99%. And you would see people walking out of superstores piled high with their groceries rather than pay 20 cents for a plastic bag. And I think this is what Starbucks are trying to encourage people to do is, you know, bring your cup in, bring your cup for life, rather than constantly going in, taking it, and it can't be recycled. That's what I've discovered recently. All these coffee cups that we think are going into recycling, the plastic is so finely stitched into the paper, it's just not financially viable for anyone to recycle them. So good on Starbucks. It's a start, I guess. But yeah, Let's see if customer behaviour changes.
We'll see if that plan works, Ender. Thank you very much. We'll leave it there.